Today is a historic day. Today is the day we are, after 20 years, going to add Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s name to our Civil Rights Day. Through his words and his deeds, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. changed our nation for the better. He faced down death threats, jail, and derision to bring greater equality to our nation. In the end, he gave his life for the cause of civil rights. Martin Luther King Jr. was the greatest civil rights leader of our time.
In New Hampshire, we have always been proud of ourselves for taking the road less traveled. Today, we are proud to follow in the steps of our 49 sister states by honoring Dr. King, as officially honoring his holiday in his name.
We have overcome today. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we have overcome this day.
But today, as we celebrate, we should remember something else about Dr. King that may be more important for us. Martin Luther King Jr. did not let victory turn him around either. When he won the Nobel Prize, he did not retire from the struggle. When the Civil Rights Act was passed, he was not deluded into thinking that racism had been vanquished. When the Voting Rights Act was passed, he did not fool himself that the promise of democracy had been realized for everyone. And this is why Dr. King's holiday is needed, and why it is about more than civil rights. Martin Luther King Jr. was a civil rights leader, of course, but he was always more than that. He was our prophet of interracial brotherhood and sisterhood, our prophet of economic justice, our prophet of nonviolence.
Keep signing!
And so our challenge for the King holiday in the new century is to build on this trend and make it a day of doing for others in every family, every organization, an institution across the nation, and set an example to inspire year-round involvement in community service and working for social justice. And if we can meet this challenge with the same spirit of determination that empowered Martin Luther King Jr., then his dream of a nation united in justice, interracial goodwill, and peace will become a radiant reality.
And be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania.
Today to Martin Luther King, and recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, of sister and brotherhood, that we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound, and we are bound.